Good morning, y'all. I'm Shannon Gray, and welcome into the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. This morning, we're going to be talking about an event that's coming up on January 18th. This is a Western Equipment's Ag Tech Open Invitational. And to discuss this, I'm talking with the marketing director of Western Equipment, James Boone. James, thanks for being here. And you know, let's kind of jump right into this. Can you give us an explanation as to what this Ag Tech Open Invitational is?
Yeah, Shannon. So it's the first year for us to do this Ag Tech Open Invitational. It's at our Amarillo location, and it's for high school junior and seniors. And really, you know, I've got a lot of people ask me, well, do I have to be a part of an FFA or no? This event is for any high school junior or senior. You know, someone maybe mechanically inclined, like working on your vehicle in your driveway, or maybe you just want to see, maybe if this kind of career, this environment is, you know, you're just kind of trying to figure out what you want to do, you know, outside of high school. And this is really to test their skills and abilities. And really, I mean, if they've got just a desire to maybe work with their hands, you know what? I think they should show up, you know, and just see what they got. I mean, they're not going to look stupid. If anything, you know, they're going to be around a lot of equipment, you know, store managers, service managers, parts managers, be able to get around, you know, Western Equipment. We've grown a lot, Shannon, over the last 3 years, you know, literally going from 8 stores to 21 stores. And there's a lot of other job opportunities, not just being a technician, you know, like this event, this open invitational. The idea is to highlight, you know, the technical abilities, but there's many other job opportunities in parts and in sales that a lot of people don't know about that, you know, after kicking around with people and talking to them and really networking, you know, who knows what other jobs could be out there outside of high school for them.
Yeah, so this is really interesting to me. How exactly is this set up, though? Is this something where if they do this stuff in their free time, they need to, like, bring examples of what they've done, or is this where they show up and actually get to try their hand at something?
Yeah, Shannon, it's a good question. So they're going to just show up and try their hand at something. So it's going to be a formal event where we're going to have stations, right? We're going to have certain stations to test certain skills. They don't need to bring tools. They don't need to bring anything. Just bring themselves, and you know. And then we're going to do a written portion. You know, after that, we're going to, you know, do more stations. You know, we don't really have a study guide or anything. Really, it's our goal is through these stations is really to test, you know, their knowledge and overall skills and also working with their hands, you know, to test those abilities. And so at the end of it, it's going to be graded. We're going to have a score. We're going to have an overall grand prizes. And whoever wins, you know, those are going to get prizes. Plus, we're going to give out, you know, $60,000 of scholarships and $25,000 of total prizes. And each station, you know, the top people of each station, you know, the top 5 of each station are going to get prizes as well. So it's going to be an overall just great event, you know. I mean, an event where, you know, these young men and women can come and compete and hopefully get the chance to, you know, win a scholarship and also win prizes.
Yeah, that sounds great. Now, how did Western Equipment decide to do this type of event? I've never heard of anything like this before.
Yeah, you know, Shannon, I'm our director of marketing, and four months ago, the owners came up to me and kind of approached me about recruiting for Ag Techs, because it's year after year, it's just a common thing. You know, I think not just Western Equipment, but a lot of companies, there's really a deficit for technicians, you know, and, you know, Western Equipment today, I mean, we could hire 40 technicians company-wide, and, you know, it's one of those things that a lot of these kids in high school sometimes are, counselors may push them to go to a 4-year school, or maybe they just don't know about it, you know. And so been in a lot of schools the last 4 months. The trail of going up, probably been in 30 high schools and vo-techs the last 4 months. And, you know, from what I found is that there are a lot of these young men and women that do want to work in this field. I think the preconceived idea has been, you know what, there's just nobody wants to work in this field anymore. And that's not the case. You know, I think it's just presenting the opportunity. Once the opportunity is presented, a lot of them be like, man, this seems like a great option. You know, come out of school, you're not in debt, you know, because we send kids to the John Deere Ag Tech program, and it's a 2-year school, and when they get out, we pay for their school. And whenever they're seeing some of their peers, you know, come out of 4-year college with a $50,000 to $100,000 in debt, there's been a lot of interest. And so with that interest, Shannon, you know, we just decided that we put an open invitation, bring people in, where they can showcase their skills, because a lot of them, I think, love working. I've met a lot of these young men and women that love working with their hands, and they just haven't had the opportunity to just put it to the test. And so that's where kind of the idea of this open invitational came from.
I think that's a great idea. It's kind of crazy, the timing of this event, actually, because over Christmas, my father works for a commercial construction company in Albuquerque, New Mexico. That's where I grew up, and I was around what he does, you know, because I'm his daughter. And so, you know, I learned how to frame walls and do all kinds of stuff with him. But I was just talking to him over Christmas about how I really wish I had like technical schooling in my high school. My high school had no options for that, and I really wish I had more experience with it.
Yeah, you know, that brings up another good point, Shannon. You know, I've seen this on a lot of the schools I've been to recently is, you know, some schools really have a robust program, you know, whether it be Ag or FFA, whatever it might be, and other schools not so much, or some schools really focus on one thing and then everything else, you know, kind of gets pushed to the side a little bit. But you're right. I mean, I think as a whole, you know, it's just like when I was in high school, Shannon. I mean, it was the push, and it has been the push, you know, the four-year school, and you need to go to four-year school. But I think in today's economy and the environment, business environment where we're at, I mean, we really have a deficit, not just being a technician, but whether it be electrician or plumbing or HVAC or whatever it might be. There's a lot of really good paying jobs out there that you can get into and have a really, really good career, if not a better career than you would have if you would have gone to a four-year school.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we are talking about this Ag Tech Open Invitational. It's coming up. Tell us what days this will be on and where it'll be.
So it's January 18th. It's on a Saturday. The registration, so you register online on our website at west-equip.com. And on the homepage, you'll see all about to register. And it's at our Amarillo store. So you walk in the door, you know, you can't miss it, and it's actually going to take place. As far as the stations and the competition, they're going to take place in our shop at our Amarillo store.
All right, great. And so when is the registration deadline?
So the registration deadline is this Sunday, so it's coming up. But you know what? I mean, this is our first year, Shannon. I mean, we want to highly encourage everybody to sign up for Sunday, but you know what? If someone hears about it late and doesn't get to it until Tuesday or Wednesday, we'll still let them sign up. We're not going to be too strict on that. But the reason is that we really need to know the numbers as much as we can, but as best we can before they come, you know, so we're not just overwhelmed. But it's the first year for us. It's going to be great. You know, our ownership, you know, I just got to give them, you know, a shout out, because you know what? They've doubled down in the ag in general, you know, and this event and the money they put towards this event is just amazing. It shows, you know, the direction that they're wanting to put Western Equipment, and that we're trying to get young talent and try to grow our own talent, get them while they're young and recruiting them. And so really shout out to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Grow the future of the ag industry. And James, we appreciate your time. Thanks for visiting with us.
Thanks for having me, Shannon. Appreciate it.
Again, that is James Boone. He is the Director of Marketing for Western Equipment. We will have the information for this Ag Tech Open Invitational on our website, KGNCNewsNow.com. So if you know any high school juniors or seniors that would like to go out, attempt to work with their hands, see if maybe they're interested in it or can win a prize even, we will have that information on our website. For KGNC Agribusiness News, I'm Shannon Gray.